B-Pod Studios.
Station. Sports Hub headlines.
The Celtics ran out to a 26-4 lead and didn't have to worry the rest of the night in a 102-82 win over Miami in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals at TD Garden. Ime Udoka's team committed 23 turnovers in a loss on Saturday and had less than half of that amount yesterday evening.
That was pretty evident in the first half. I think I only had 4 turnovers, 3 in the first quarter. So taking care of the ball is huge, obviously, making them score in the half court as opposed to getting the runouts that we aided them with last game.
The team turned the ball over 9 times in all in the win. Jason Tatum, 31 points. This series is even at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is in Miami tomorrow night. Golden State will go for a sweep of the Mavericks tonight when they play Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals in Dallas. The Patriots began OTAs in Foxborough yesterday. Nick Folk, Lawrence Guy, Matthew Judon, Adrian Phillips, and Isaiah Wynn were among those missing from the practice field. Mandatory minicamp is next month. Red Sox had last night off. Nick Pivetta starts the opener of a 3-game series in Chicago against the White Sox tonight. Trevor Story yesterday voted the American League's Player of the Week. And at the NHL playoffs, 2-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay is back in the Eastern Conference Finals. They swept President's Trophy winner Florida last night, 2-0. As for Carolina, they lead the Rangers 2-1 heading into Game 4 tonight at Madison Square Garden. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Burke Distributing in Randolph, now hiring delivery drivers and helpers and third shift warehouse selectors. There are union positions here with excellent pay and benefits. Must be 18 or older. Visit the career page at BurkeDIST.com. That's BurkeDIST.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 8:30.
Make your smart speaker sports smart.
Of course they're saying goblins. It could be nothing else.
Listen to the Sports Hub anywhere on Alexa or your Google smart speaker. Now, more Toucher and Rich.
I wish you guys were my professors in college.
Brad, who are we if we cannot judge people?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Chris, I'm looking at you out there. Look, everything all right? Look like your hair falling, your glasses falling. You need Big Perk to come out there and help you right now. I know you happy Rob Williams was back, but look like the fans giving you a hard time. You straight? You need me out there?
On the court, the Celtics can't get double-teamed. Celtics! Off the court, the fans are double-fisting.
I'm a Celtics fan, and I'm off the hook!
This is the Toucher and Rich Drunken Celtics Recap.
It is indeed, and Rich, that means that Nick had to sleep at the station last night.
He did, put in the work. You know what Nick is? He's the heart and soul of this show.
It's true.
He's the Marcus Smart of the Toucher and Rich program.
We can do without him for a day or two.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics ran out to a 26-4 lead and didn't have to worry the rest of the night in a 102-82 win over Miami in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals at TD Garden. Ime Udoka's team committed 23 turnovers in a loss on Saturday and had less than half of that amount yesterday evening.
That was pretty evident in the first half. I think I only had 4 turnovers, 3 in the first quarter. So taking care of the ball is huge, obviously, making them score in the half court as opposed to getting the runouts that we aided them with last game.
The team turned the ball over 9 times in all in the win. Jason Tatum, 31 points. This series is even at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is in Miami tomorrow night. Golden State will go for a sweep of the Mavericks tonight when they play Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals in Dallas. The Patriots began OTAs in Foxborough yesterday. Nick Folk, Lawrence Guy, Matthew Judon, Adrian Phillips, and Isaiah Wynn were among those missing from the practice field. Mandatory minicamp is next month. Red Sox had last night off. Nick Pivetta starts the opener of a 3-game series in Chicago against the White Sox tonight. Trevor Story yesterday voted the American League's Player of the Week. And at the NHL playoffs, 2-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay is back in the Eastern Conference Finals. They swept President's Trophy winner Florida last night 2-0. As for Carolina, they lead the Rangers 2-1 heading into Game 4 tonight at Madison Square Garden. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Burke Distributing in Randolph, now hiring delivery drivers and helpers and third shift warehouse selectors. There are union positions here with excellent pay and benefits. Must be 18 or older. Visit the career page at BurkeDIST.com. That's BurkeDIST.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 8:30.
Make your smart speaker sports smart.
Of course they're saying goblins. It could be nothing else.
Listen to the Sports Hub anywhere on Alexa or your Google smart speaker. Now, more Toucher and Rich.
I wish you guys were my professors in college.
Brad, who are we if we cannot judge people?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Chris, I'm looking at you out there. Look, everything all right? Look like your hair falling, your glasses falling up. You need Big Perk to come out there and help you right now. I know you happy Rob Williams was back, but look like the fans giving you a hard time. You straight? You need me out there?
On the court, the Celtics can get double teamed. Off the court, the fans are double fisting.
I'm a Celtics fan, and I'm off the hook.
This is the Toucher and Rich Drunken Celtics Recap.
It is indeed, and Rich, that means that Nick had to sleep at the station last night.
He did, put in the work. You know what Nick is? He's the heart and soul of this show.
It's true.
He's the Marcus Smart of the Toucher and Rich program.
We can do without him for a day or two, but ultimately we don't win the series.
But it all falls apart. Yeah, he went down to the game and got some recaps. Real quick, before we get to Nick's stuff, I didn't watch Saturday Night Live this Saturday, so I'm just kind of seeing clips that come out. Did you by any chance see their first take that they did this weekend?
No.
Okay. Kenan Thompson with an underrated impression. He did Kendrick Perkins this weekend, and here's how it sounded.
Stephen A., with all due respect, Steph Curry is the worst player to ever play the game of basketball. I mean, sure, he scored 32 last game, but my man Luka got a 40-piece, and then he pulled down 8 biscuits and threw in some extra sauces. Okay? Your man Steph is too short. The boy needs a ladder to comb his own hair.
I mean, if you told me that was Kendrick Perkins, I would go, yes, that's Kendrick Perkins.
So I guarantee you what he did, that's Bill Cosby with Lamar Ball. I mean, he put the LeVar Ball, that he put those two imitations together.
But the very,
there's a lot of Cosby in there.
But the very,
which was his first imitation, by the way, and all that.
But the very beginning is pure I mean, listen to this.
Stephen A., with all due respect, Steph Curry is the worst player to ever play the game of basketball.
I mean, he nailed it.
But it is funny. His first impression was Bill Cosby on all that all these years ago. And it is still the basis for all his impressions.
Well, he was also the star of the Fat Albert movie, was he not?
He was, which is every kid's dream.
Yes, being the guy who plays Fat Albert.
But, and if you look back at the Little Rascals, there was a kid that was just like called Fatso or something like
Chubbsy
that.
Chubbsy Wubbsy.
Nah,
Chubbsy Wubbsy was it? Well, I know that was a character.
Real early in the Little Rascals.
So okay,
and he died at like 28 of fatness.
Oh no,
yeah, that was back in the 20s.
Okay,
if you were fell down the stairs, or you were a dead man walking.
All right, so let's get to Nick outside of a dominant win yesterday, one that was decided, in the first quarter. Let's hear what the people had to say outside the TD Garden.
On the radio.
Absolutely.
All right, talk to me about tonight's game.
I went to the past two playoff games, and we lost both of them. But tonight, I broke the curse.
You broke the curse.
I broke the curse. Third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm.
He broke the curse.
I broke the curse.
Let's go.
Fucking A. Kyrie. Kyrie's a douche.
What does your shit say?
It says Kyrie's a douche.
What? He's still a douche. Even though we couldn't beat him.
F*** him. Beat the Heat. Beat the Heat. Beat the Heat. Beat the Heat.
You're feeling confident about the rest of the series?
Absolutely.
There's no doubt in your mind.
Not at all. The series is tied 2-2. We have all the momentum. All the momentum going into game 5. All of it. Every single ounce of momentum. We have it. We have it in a ball. And he doesn't.
All right, stop it, stop it. Somehow, two series later, the crowd is still chanting F. Kyrie. After, how long? Was it like about a month and a half since that series has been over?
Surprised Tatum didn't come out and tell them all to settle down.
Oh, yes,
like he did during the game.
That's right. Don't you dare yell that. Yes.
But he was doing that for his own team.
I just love how that's scary. That's almost like the F the Yankees in a Red Sox game when you're not playing the Yankees. Now it's just F Kyrie. He's just the go-to chant if you're a Celtics fan now.
We have it in a ball. Yep. And we need to release it.
All right. You can say anything to the Celtics. What a
keep the momentum going, boys. You got this. Let's go.
Lot of beeping.
Well, it's because he kept saying F. Kyrie.
Well, I realize
F.
that.
Kyrie.
But I wonder if it's ambient noise, if it needs to still be beeped.
Oh, it was loud enough to beep it. Trust me, I'm usually one who kind of, I'm fairly liberal when it comes to that, but that was loud and clear.
Well, the poor children leaving the garden last night to be thrown in the face of that vulgarity.
Oh, very, very mean. It's because of sports betting, according to Adrian Wojnarowski.
Why?
Because sports betting, why people are so angry now at teams. Did he say that? Is that that's getting people all riled up? It's sports betting?
Well, he's obviously put in the footwork as opposed to, you know, never when people didn't bet on sports. There is no, I watched it because the game was so boring. I had on my computer a documentary on pinball. Do you know that if he doesn't think people bet, that pinball games were banned in the United States until the 70s?
Well, I know that there was this amazing feature that was done on, it was a WGBH, you know, they have that great Twitter account where they put up old videos and stuff from back in the day. And there's this amazing one from when, like, Pac-Man and Donkey Kong first came out. And it was about how arcades are invading America's youth. And it was, like, down in, like, I don't know where the one that they were broadcasting from was, like, somewhere in Somerville or something
Central
like that.
Central Square, 1,001 Games, baby.
I used to go there.
Mass
I know that place.
Yeah, Johnny did.
Next to the Orson Welles Cinema.
And there was the angle about how this could possibly bring, you know, crime to the areas. These crazy video
All
games.
All of us kids who took buses in from the suburbs.
I mean, you had a bunch of wallets running around. I mean, if you ever saw...
How dangerous can it be?
But they were called pin games, and there's, like, they had footage of, like, Mayor LaGuardia, like hitting him with sledgehammers. So the idea that, like, gambling is just... My point is, the idea that gambling is some new wave that's hit the nation. My point is, I watched some dumb documentary in the background of the Celtics game, and pinball machines were not legal in most of the United States till the 1970s because of gambling. Mm. People want to gamble so badly. These were machines, by the way, without paddles. You would just drop a ball, and then you would gamble where it would go. That's how bored we are as a species. That we're gambling on the randomness of a ball falling through a bunch of nails. So yes, that's what's causing everyone. They just learned gambling.
I've gambled at the Papa Shot machine over at Sullivan's Tap.
You're gambling. That's athleticism, though. That's not a game of chance. That's a paramutual wager.
All right, let's get to the next one.
Can we use this for the radio?
Sure. I'm Sonny from the Cape.
Gotta buy that little bitch.
Talk to me about tonight's game.
Oh, someone just said an attack.
It sounded like Bird was swearing. That guy sounds just like Bird.
It sounds just
sure.
Someone
I'm
like
Sonny from the Cape.
Gotta buy that little bitch.
Right,
talk to me about tonight's game.
He's saying Adebayo.
Buy that little bitch.
Yeah, that sounds.
Oh, right. Adebayo, that little bitch.
I had to hear it three times.
Well,
to
I mean, Rich,
it out.
Rich cuts these off.
Sure. Yeah, so I've heard it several.
Gotta buy that little bitch.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
Okay.
Well, watch out, Bam. This psycho is out for you.
Gotta buy that little bitch.
All right, okay. Talk to me about tonight's game.
Goddamn, it was awesome. We those bitches up because they suck. Miami can go suck six. Go back home and enjoy their life. You know what, though? I do have a problem with Jason Tatum not doing as well as he should have done tonight.
What's the problem with Jason Tatum?
Who are you?
I'm a Spanish kid.
He needs to get more points.
Oh, boy. Was he lighting firecrackers?
What was that? First of all, you've got Bird's voice twin hanging out there. And he goes, who are you? And he goes, I'm a Spanish kid.
Yeah, he was just, they were playing, pretty soon Sister Christian's going to come on. And he's just going to light off some fireworks.
Who are you?
I'm a Spanish kid.
Okay, all right.
I mean, it's our gang. There's Spazzy and Spanish Kid. And
I'm a Spanish kid.
He needs to get more points in the clutch. We're not going to win a championship.
But we f***ed their asses today.
Yes.
The Vaseline. Mouth on this.
Vaseline.
No Vaseline.
No Vaseline.
Oh, I don't like that. Spanish Kid, cut it out.
Spanish Kid, what are you doing here?
Spanish Kid, I mean.
The mouth on this. Vaseline.
No, is ours lips chapped? I'm not sure what's happening here.
I don't know.
It's a bit a little, you know, cold and hot. I can see how, you know, possibly.
I'm questioning the age of Spanish Kid because that is a Dr. Dre diss track to Eazy-E, I believe, is No Vaseline. So, I mean, we're talking about at least two decades ago.
Right.
I'm guessing Spanish Kid may be an Andy Milonakis situation.
Right, or maybe it's like that movie Orphan, where everyone thought they had an orphan, but it was really like a 40-year-old woman that was like going and like hiding from the law.
Of course, that movie. Everyone has seen Orphan.
Orphan's a great movie. Orphan's great. It's like they all think that they're adopting this little girl, and then they find out it's like some 40-something-year-old woman the entire time.
Now, is there something bad that happens when they find out that the woman's...
Oh, yeah. She's like a killer. Like, she's like a killer on the run, but she looks like a little girl, but she's really like 45.
That's why I always tell people, if it's not a baby, don't bother adopting.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what's going on there. It could be a 40-year-old woman.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good public service. Like, you know, all these kids at the orphanage to get their hopes up. Sit down. I know the game. You're going to kill me.
No Vaseline.
No Vaseline.
Yeah, I don't know how appropriate
right.
that is.
You should get some if you're lipstick.
Hey, Nick, Spanish Kid, is he just a kid roaming the streets, or are we talking is he a kid in the pejorative sense? I don't know if that's a great
term. Okay, well, I mean, that's not Nick.
Said he was a kid.
All right, well, there's a Spanish kid. This is probably one of those 11-year-olds that's hitting everyone in the face.
No Vaseline.
God. No Vaseline.
All right. Very good.
Well, that's the. How are these people affording tickets to the game? Oh, hello.
I don't know.
There. It's not me, but I like it. All right.
So let's get to the final one.
What's your name?
Aztec Gino, Celtics number one super fan.
Guy in the trunk, naked guy in the trunk of the Canadian car. Do we want to hear Aztec Gino again?
It's a rite of passage.
All right, I understand.
I guess so.
What's your name?
Aztec Gino, Celtics number one super fan.
Can we use this for the radio?
Of course.
All right, talk to me about tonight's game, man.
What could I say tonight? Dominant performance. I knew that it was going to win. This is Nico, Celtics super fan also.
First off, bring the wing ball back, and Aztec and I will come in for an eating contest right in the radio
station. Oh, guys, stop. All right, seriously, Rick and anyone else, can we bring the wing bowl back? These losers want to be in it.
First off, bring the wing bowl back.
That's not Nate the Nibbler, is it? Because he was in the wing bowl.
That's got to be Nate the Nibbler.
First off, bring the wing bowl back.
I mean, how many adults are wearing costumes at the game?
First off, bring the wing bowl back.
All right, I know it's an episode of Seinfeld with Putty dressed as the New Jersey Devil. But, like, it is something worth exploring. Have you guys ever, especially, I guess, you, John, attended a sporting event and showed up and your, like, friend was, like, real dolled up?
Yes. Yes.
Like, with face paint and everything?
Yes. I've been to an event where a buddy of mine got completely decked out. Yes.
Now, was there a level of humiliation or was there a level of pride? Because the crowd... Probably night, like, you know, hey, like, way to go, like, pain face guy.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what it was. We were sitting in the 300s, yes.
All right, at what point did the sobering reality of that this was your friend come in?
Very quick.
Your adult friend.
Your adult, well, no, when you're a kid.
I was a kid.
I mean, kids dance around in, you know, superhero outfits.
Yeah.
Oh, you were a kid?
Yeah. Okay. I was 13.
Oh, all right. Well,
I wasn't like 25, and a buddy of mine showed up like Putty.
That's never happened to me. I've gone with someone who looked like a NASCAR ad for the team, but that's different. They didn't paint their face, like they didn't dress like, you know, an Aztec warrior or anything like that, or wear a chicken hat. It was just like, hey, I'm wearing like a bunch of, like, from head to toe, it's gear.
There is something about that, though. Like, I told you the story about how my son, and I'm in the video, and I see every ounce of fat of me, where the guy who, like, catches all the balls at games, you know, my son got his autograph. He had a jersey on, an Angels jersey and Angels hat, and I thought, like, it was like a... like a man boy situation. Like, if you're wearing like the uniform and you're an adult, my general thing is like, oh, that's nice. Someone took you to the game and you get to see like your favorite team. My normal thing isn't like, oh, hey, you have a job, you know, like I'm on the team. Like, okay, good for you, buddy. All right, here we go.
And Aztec and I'll come in for an eating contest right in the radio station.
Wow. Thanks.
Yeah. By the wing balls, I think, never going to be back.
Well, no. I mean,
I think legally you can't do it anymore. So we can like, joke.
This was never on the table before, though. I mean, now we got to have an emergency meeting. Two guys that dress up for the games want to play.
And Aztec and I will come in for an eating contest right in the radio station.
Listen to the crowd. Beat the Heat. Beat the Heat. Beat the Heat. But I just wanted to tell Rich that I couldn't afford to bomb Forsberg tonight. Because all the fans were mugging him. Because Rich always says I fought about Forsberg.
98.5 goes on, baby.
There you go. Let's go. Let's go. Hold on.
98.5, the sports hub. Number one. Guys, if you take a video, we're going to the NBA Finals. Yeah.
All I know is that they ended up doing something very wise. Did you see how they were treating Chris Forsberg the other day after the game? Like, it's one thing to be, like, yelling behind him, but people were, like, taking rally towels and, like, hitting him on the head with it. So finally, somebody put up a barrier between him and the rest of the Maniacs. And now Chris Forsberg doesn't have to deal with that anymore.
Yeah, Aztec Chino doesn't seem to like you very much.
He always, like, hey, tell Rich. I'm like, what? He's very upset that I called him out because he kept me waiting that one time I was supposed to interview him for hours.
Plus, very when upset. You're, plus when you're, you know, that, I mean, that's when you're truly alive if you're Aztec Gino. I mean, there's only a couple nights a year like that.
I do like Aztec Gino. He makes me laugh. Whenever I see him doing that dance, it makes me laugh.
It's funny because he's never made me laugh. In all the times he's been on the
His
show.
His name is Aztec Gino.
Which is the funniest thing that probably when I first heard it.
That's right. Because it makes no sense.
No, it makes
nothing
no sense.
Nothing about it makes sense. The dance no. makes no sense. I don't know if he's actually got a say. I know he wanders around. So, the idea that he exists makes me laugh. But for some reason, he's always angry with me.
Yes. Well,
Gino, Celtics number one super fun.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you are.
Yeah, Aztec Gino doesn't even have like a thing. It's just.
Aztec Gino, Celtics number one super fun.
And then I'm a Spanish kid.
Okay. Maybe he's the new super fan.
Okay.
Just like Spanish kid and Aztec Gino. They can go on adventures together solving crimes.
Well,
they
built Gino, a raft. Celtics number one super fun.
I'm a Spanish kid.
That's right.
They have built a raft. They're looking for the mighty Mississippi. Aztec Gino and the Spanish kid.
Rewritten. Gino, Celtics number
now you can
one
carry
super
it in the school bookstore because it's Aztec Gino instead of the other guy.
I always thought that story
needed a rework.
Well, listen.
I always thought, you know, we really need to update that story. It was a long time ago.
In fact, with all the classics, you really should do it. But
bring the kids in today. Make them more interested about reading.
Exactly.
This might be my favorite Zen philosophy. One of our listeners said, painting your face for a sports game is amazingly liberating. You've already made one of the worst decisions of the day, so everything else is gravy.
Yeah, I can see that, I guess. Yeah. I could see that. But I think it's worse being the other guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've committed to this alter ego, but everyone else is still themselves.
His handler. You're the shield holder.
Yeah. So,
guy who holds your fake sword.
Right, exactly. He's going to hold this. I brought some chili in a bag in my pocket.
That's another reason I want to go to Raiders game. I want to see if all those dudes are there.
Well, that would be
the guys from the black
the
hole.
The black hole, yeah. It's right.
That would be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Because every time they're interviewed now, it's just hysterical to me because they kayfabe and like, I'm a real guy with kids, you know.
Right, they break character.
This is just a great release.
I would only interview people with like the Darth Vader masks on. So, you know, tell me about why you're such a big fan of the Raiders.
It's one thing when you're gritty, you know, you're in Oakland, and it's another thing when you're in a highly sanitized place in the desert you try and pull that off.
It's the same with everything. Like every time that they move into a new like high class, like it loses all of its magic if it ever had it. Because that just spoke of like, you know, $20 tickets. Like guys have been going to the game since like 72.
Sure.
You know, now it's just, you know, high priced and everything else.
I just love how you made Jay Stu very happy using the term kayfabe, getting some wrestling terms in there. I like
it. Yeah. I've been tutoring him. It is. I'm in my off time.
By the way, you know what show that like my kids are really into and I'm watching with them that surprisingly doesn't suck is Young Rock. I've been watching Young Rock, and it's like the
there's a lot of historical inaccuracies.
Maybe there is, but there's like a young Macho Man Randy Savage. There's, you know, all these young all those guys. It's got like a young Andre
the Giant.
They
all grew up together.
And you get to learn their stories. Very sanitized, I'm sure, for a family viewing.
Can't wait until they get to the Brain. Bobby the Brain Heenan. Mm-hmm. Now they're studying his brain in my bedroom. What are you doing, Jace, too? Just poking Heenan's brain.
I'm a Spanish kid.
Seeing what's doing. Hey, Spanish kid. I remember the Haitian kid.
Yes.
He was a little person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He'd try.
Did he do very well? I'm not sure.
No, he got splashed by King Kong Bundy at WrestleMania 3.
Okay, all right.
Fred was there. All right. Very good. So there you go. Spanish kid, I hope you're at school and learning everything that you need to learn. Making up for last night. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We're waking up, Boston sports fans.
Describing our show to anybody is strange.
I mean, this is nonsense.
What makes a show like this tick, tick, tick?
Torture and Rich.
Oh, God, they're so dumb.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey. We're Torture and Rich. And Cedric Maxwell is joining us at 9 o'clock.
Excellent. That will be nice.
It's nice to know he's up. He's up out there in Miami, up and at him.
Boy, so they left late last night, or they flew this morning?
No, I guess they're flying out this afternoon.
Oh, okay, so he's still here. All right.
Yeah. So, Johnny, I heard you had to recalibrate the old earphones there, the old the hearing aid.
Yes. Yesterday, Sunday they died on me, so yesterday everything I was listening to was muddy. Got them fixed yesterday. Only a 2-hour wait to do that. So when
it's not working, like it's everything sounds like. So yesterday during the show, you couldn't like make out what people were saying.
Oh no! If I have headphones on, it's not a problem. In real life, you know, anything outside of like 10 feet away sounds muddy to me. So
really, is it freaky?
Yes, it is. It is.
It's I have very to imagine.
Freaky. Yeah, if you live your world through hearing aids, and I've done so for 2.5 years now, you take them away, suddenly it's a drastic change.
Well, John, did you hear what Jason Tatum said last night? I have the clip right here.
And if you're standing more than 10 feet away from me, that's what it sounds like to me.
That's the John reaction
all
I talk
of you.
To him.
And for those of you on the show who wanted to know why I wasn't listening during the post-show meetings before the surgery, that's what you all
because
sounded
we
like.
We suck. And we're
all
boring,
of you.
And you disdain us.
That's right. Well, John, I was ignoring not the case.
Yeah, because better to let people think the worst than to let them know that you had to get your hearing aids recalibrated. Let everyone think the worst of you.
Well, I do know one thing, though, Fred, is that John might need to get his hearing aids recalibrated again because he might be hanging out with some members of the BBWA. Oh, there was a big announcement.
What?
And everybody who has written a thing about the Red Sox or any other team in the league is already getting their tickets.
Come on, boys.
The Steen going back out on tour.
You know what I think about often is Little Steven's the one from The Sopranos, right?
Yes.
how he will rub up against Bruce Springsteen and then roll his eyes into the back of his head like he's in a catatonic orgasmic state.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like, the Glory Days video.
And there's a perfectly fine working microphone in front of his station, yet he always feels the need that he has to use Bruce Springsteen's microphone.
But really, what is he trying to convey by rolling the eyes into the back of his head with ecstasy?
Well, what's he trying to convey?
Almost
he's
perverse.
Trying to convey that...
Like, when it goes, like, he is so overwhelmed with, like, the passion of the music that he's having an orgasm.
Maybe he just has Marty Feldman eyes. Maybe they just kind of googly anyway. It's like Cookie Monster. That's not something he's doing on purpose. It's just a reaction.
Marty Feldman, the guy who kicked me out of the All-Star game when I was 7. So who are the...
What?
What? Wait.
What, you mentioned Marty Feldman, and I had a flashback. This guy who wore the No Jacket Required shirt and kicked me out of the All-Star game.
No, that's a childhood man. That's not the actor Feldman.
I'm thinking young Frankenstein.
Somebody
Marty
else,
Feldman.
Marty Feldman. Different Marty Feldman.
The evil Marty Feldman.
Yes.
But I think about it all the time because it really bothers me. Because first of all, have you ever experienced such pleasure that your eyes rolled into the back of your head? Because, like, when it happens in porn, it's obviously after everything's over and they just get some, like, standard shot of the guy's face. Like, it seems to be one of those things that no one really does.
A good Q-tip in will do it for me. Like, I haven't done it in years because I'm obviously not supposed to put Q-tips down into your ears. But that back in the day.
Yeah, you got that, something going on.
Yeah, yeah, Q-tip. Ooh,
but your eyes would roll into the back of your head?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a situation, yes.
And literally your eyes would roll into the back of your head.
I'd imagine they did. Sure, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but you imagine that because you've just seen clowns like Little Steven do it.
You've never had a, you see Guy Fieri do it all the time when he eats something delicious at one of his diners, driving to dives.
I've experienced moments of great physical pleasure. My eyes have never rolled into the back of my head. But besides that, what is supposed to be going on? It drives me nuts.
He's climaxing. They're rocking so hard, Fred.
But they're not. Like when a guitar player is like going nuts, like, right, and he like starts like making faces, you're like, okay, like he's going super nuts.
Yeah,
right?
Like, oh yeah. Oh no. How about this one? Oh, you like this? Oh yeah. That's the O face.
And sometimes it's funny, but like. it's literally that point in the song. And he starts.
Wow!
And he goes, oh no, we're all gonna die. But like during the. Is this Philadelphia?
This is a song in a movie of someone slowly dying.
Is this Philadelphia? Oh,
yeah, of course it's Philadelphia. Yeah, yeah. Or Secret Garden.
Oh, no. I thought it was Secret Garden.
Oh, that's is that Jerry Maguire?
This is Jerry Maguire. This is Secret Garden.
Who knows? They all sound exactly the same. but what's, again, it what are you doing?
Oh, we're rocking so hard to this mid-tempo song. With cowbell and saxophone.
It's not a sunny day.
This is a song.
He played with the Dropkick Murphys. The only time I've seen Bruce Springsteen is he got on stage with the Dropkick Murphys. And there was no denying two things. A, the guy looks fantastic. And B, which just shows you what money can buy you. I mean, he's got that, like, Eddie Murphy thing happening.
He works out all the time, though. Like, that's one thing you could say about Bruce Springsteen is that he's, I guess, a workout junkie.
72, yeah, right?
Plus, he's like, got, like, this, yeah, like, horrible depression that you would think would knock you out of the workouts occasionally. But he looks great. And second of all, there is, like, an aura around him. He is a charismatic performer. But, my eyes never rolled into the back of my head. Now, has there been any reaction online or such about the Bruce Springsteen coming to town?
Well, listen, it was just announced like minutes ago.
And where is he playing? What intimate venue?
Well, he has started only by announcing the international ones, but it's huge news because I've seen all these people like already retweeting it. So he's starting internationally. So all of these people have already. The only problem is, Fred, you know when the dates are? During baseball season.
No, because I was going to grab the gang and go down to Vienna.
Well, so, I mean, listen, if they haven't, all I know is that the old school Baseball Writers Association's into the Steen, the new school's into the Jam. You know, maybe, just maybe, they might be able to, you know, meet in the middle and possibly, you know, see eye to eye on who truly is the best, who owns the Baseball Writers Association of America, the official artist of those writers. I think that it's going to be just a war, to be quite honest, and I don't think there's any winner.
Well, I mean, if you're an old school guy, you got to take the new school guys by the hand and make them go to the show and say, you know, I seem to recognize your face. I mean, you know, Springsteen made that happen first. He had songs about old ladies with dementia way before Pearl Jam.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 12 minutes, we're going to bring the righteous and mighty power
down the Swankabone
into your beautiful home.
What are you going to do?
I want you to step back from the guacamole dip. I want you to put the chicken fingers down.
No.
And turn your television all the way up. And what I want to know is,
John's getting legit excited.
Is anybody alive out there?
Such a big intro for such a lame drop.
In such a bad fake crowd noise.
Crowd was standing.
I wish we would have played what it kicked into, because it's like this huge intro. And by the way, you know, legitimate, like getting the crowd going crazy. All right, fine. It's a little superficial and cheesy, but it's like a build up, and then it goes ticka ticka, burn burn and burn burn.
That's a huge hit. 10th Avenue freeze out.
10th Avenue freeze
hit ever.
Oh yes, huge.
What a hit! Yeah, it was a hit. Huge hit. Number one for a year.
I can't.
It was like Billie Jean. Really.
I can't think of a Springsteen concert without thinking of that video of Chris Christie standing there with his front butt, putting like a box of M&Ms into another box
that
of M&Ms.
That kind
of
ruined it for
and just
me.
Double eating it. Yeah. And him just like standing up, getting his cardio for the year.
Yeah. you're watching people dance. It's not like I'm a dancer, but you're watching people dance that ain't dancing, let alone standing up. Mm-hmm. Like standing in one place for any length of time.
Oh, I apologize. The U.S. tour starts before the international tour in February, so there
you
go.
Oh, it does.
Okay. Now, I have not seen a Gillette date or wherever he's going to play.
Keep it right, fellas.
It's like music to snap to.
Just joshing around with the fellas on the street, sitting on the stoop. New Jersey and AIDS and all that stuff. I'm going to sing about it tonight.
I don't think that's how the lyrics go to that song.
I know a guy who was a baseball player, but then he got AIDS and he died.
That's not. No, you're mixing up songs.
I don't think that's
AIDS
right.
Avid, freak out. I'm going to freak it up tonight.
Okay.
It's a freaky time on 8th Avenue, having some fun. I know
Chris Christie, born to run.
Vietnam vet, and now he's pretty messed up.
that's the hidden meaning of a song. It's used and twisted, you know.
Yeah.
Chris Christie, born to run.
Chris Christie can't fully wipe himself, so there's a bit of a scent when he stands up. The first thing to get wet when he gets sweaty is the crack in his pants. Little Steven's having an orgasm right now, but he's kind of creeping me out. His eyes are rolled back in his head.
He looks like a mogwai when he does that.
I got a bunch of shorter guys and said, hey, let's start a band. I went out, tried out for Alice in Wonderland. Not Alice in Wonderland.
What
the hell is the... I'm losing.
The Wizard of Oz?
The Wizard. I've got a bunch of guys that didn't get into the Wizard of Oz because they were 2 inches too tall.
And so all these munchkins got rags in the back of their blue jeans, baby. They're working at a refinery somewhere.
The guy's been on a major label contract since I was 19. Not really sure when I had my industrial job. What I do and what Elton John does is basically the same thing. I don't know why I'm considered so manly.
It takes 4 hours to introduce my band. We give them too much credit for these songs.
I'm banging the chick with the cowbell, even though I could do a lot better.
So just get ready. The baseball writer, if you follow any of them on Twitter, it is going to be a glory day for them.
Glory holes across the country. I met a guy on Grindr, and he said, why don't you check out this Flying J? I had a few questions, like, how was it that he knew I was gay? Because it's been on the down low for so long, I walked into that men's stall. Then I saw that hole in the wall, only 5 feet tall.
Glory holes.
Glory holes. Make the road bearable. Glory holes. Glory holes. On these long trips in the bus, I know what I'm looking forward to. Gonna find myself a nice glory hole when pretend that I'm going number two. I sat down, stuck my shoe through the bottom, and gave him the sign. Out sprang a cop, said, hey, not here, mister. $200 fine.
Glory hole.
So I called my manager and I said, this can't get out.
You missed the chorus.
I made a couple things rhyme. I was running high off that.
You did okay. You did good.
Get Rockefeller. All right. Very good. Well, who knows? Who knew that it would kill 20 minutes of show? Bruce Springsteen showing up. With the orgasm eyes. All right. We will be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Toucher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And we have seen a dramatic turn again in the Eastern Conference Finals. A comfortable Miami win against the exhausted Celtics in Game 1. The blow, the heat off the floor, shooting performance from the Celtics in Game 2. Miami running out to the monster lead in Game 3. And the Celtics with an 18-1 smothering defensive start here in Game 4. And as the clock hits triple zeros, although no one could have imagined how we would get here, we're probably right where we thought we would be. The Eastern Conference Finals are now a best of three. The Celtics blow out the Heat in Game 4. The final score, Boston 102, Miami 82.
The margin for error, either team, whatever they've done to us, we can do to them. None of us are happy about what happened tonight. You know, this is part of the playoffs. There are these extreme highs and lows, particularly when you have two teams that are pretty closely evenly matched. But we've proven that we can find solutions offensively in a lot of different ways. We can be much better than we were tonight, even against a very good defense. And I know for a fact we can be better defensively. And overall, our collective competitive will, you know, we can do some things that can make the other team look a little sideways as well.
And there you have it. It has been a series of extreme high and lows.
And I think that we're actually at a point where we can figure out why there's been highs and lows. Whereas it seemed chaotic, but now I think you have enough of a sample size to realize that Robert Williams truly makes all the difference.
So you think that Miami can't win if Robert Williams is in there?
I think they have a very, very rough time. Yeah, I think that it's almost, I don't want to say it's almost impossible, but it is a lot tougher. About it. I mean, at least last night you had Bam Adebayo completely rendered useless. As a matter of fact, I'll just give you a couple of quick things that have happened that illustrate just how important Robert Williams has been to all of this. First of all, I mentioned this earlier, but this is fairly damning to one person and it's glowing onto another. And that is, before last night's game with Daniel Tice playing in this series,
The Celtics were outscored by 42 points in the 34 minutes that he played. They've outscored Miami by 41 in the 86 minutes that he hasn't played. Daniel Tice is just somebody. You saw it in the bubble. He just will get abused by this Miami Heat team. He's not a good matchup at all. He's a detriment. I don't know if this is true, but I saw somebody tweet that despite it being a blowout win yesterday, Daniel Tice was a minus 11. I'm not sure if that's true.
Well, no,
although in the garbage time, that kind of makes sense.
He played in garbage time when they cut that 32-point lead down to 20. So, yep. Yes,
so I think about it. Think about it this way, too. I mean, obviously, the easy one you could just point at is that, you know, the Celtics in this series with Robert Williams are 2-0, and without him, they're 0-2. But Bam Adebayo, when Robert Williams was out, averaged 31 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. Bam Adebayo, when Robert Williams has played, 8.3 points per game, 6.3 rebounds, 1.6 assists, and 0 steals. I mean, it's like it is a completely different ball game when he is down there. And when you combine him and Al Horford together, I mean, the defense, like, you just take a look at the defensive rating. It goes through the roof when you got both of those guys playing on.
You can take Bam Adebayo, not out of the game, but severely limit him. And all those Jimmy Butler drives to the basket are negated. And if the Celtics can get their starting five on the floor all at once, which is a crapshoot during these postseason, I think they're certainly better than this team.
And last night, Fred, was perfect with a guy like Tyler Herro out because, as you said, that whole area in the paint, you were covered. You were set.
Yep.
That was, I mean, they couldn't get anything in that area. And, you know, Jimmy Butler obviously isn't a perimeter shooter, so you can pretty much neutralize him if you've got those two guys playing, Al Horford and Robert Williams. Or at least you do a decent job slowing him down, and you saw it last night. And if you didn't have that threat of Tyler Herro, it was perfect. I know they tried to throw Duncan Robinson in there for a little bit, and, you know, in the end, he ended up being a little effective.
No, he was not effective yesterday.
Well, I mean, he had like 14 points, but I mean,
it doesn't matter. It was crap time. He was,
as I said, at the end, he ended up doing okay, but when it mattered, it didn't matter.
See, it's paralysis by analysis is that Miami could come out. And regardless of who's on the floor, I mean, it would help them certainly if they didn't have to play Duncan Robinson. But Miami could come out and win by 15 again tomorrow.
If Robert Williams is in the game, I don't see that happening.
All right, but I mean,
just by sheer rebounds, just by sheer second chance points that you take away from the Miami Heat,
it's all convenient. But I mean, Miami didn't score in the first quarter. I mean, it was just one of those games.
Well, I mean, that was partially because the Celtics' defense was so good.
Yeah, partially, yeah.
I mean,
Robert Williams gives you something you don't have.
No, he certainly it helps to have a big man with that defensive skill set in the middle, absolutely. But I don't think that – I mean, you can chuck all the analysis out, as we have several times throughout this whole playoffs – because I have no reason to believe that, you know, the Celtics could come out shooting 0-for-10 tomorrow and the Heat get up to a 15-point lead and then go on cruise control and it is what it is.
But at least if the Celtics come out and they're dead, you know, you've got Robert Williams who's there ready for the putback. I think last night he was 4-for-5 right there, just ready to go. I mean, everything changes.
He's not Magic Johnson, though. I mean, he's not.
But in this matchup, he is the key. He is the key against the Miami Heat. And we've seen that.
Well, you guys also like Marcus Smart, who hasn't been in for, you know, wasn't in last night.
Well, I do like Marcus Smart, but in this matchup, Robert Williams is the more important of the two.
I agree. Well, I agree with that. I just don't think that Robert Williams makes him an unbeatable team. But we shall see. We'll see what Cedric Maxwell thinks. Mm-hmm. He will join us in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.